fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks. On Tuesday, the 10th day of January, year of our Lord, 2017, welcome to the John Moore Show. The prepper tip of the day. These people won't sell anything, but it's a sort of like a community bulletin board for ammunition and related firearms, different things. WikiArms.com. That's WikiArms.com. Whiskey, India, Kilo, India, arms.com. I usually go there looking for ammunition. They have pretty much all the common and some uncommon ammunitions you'd ever expect to find. Say you go to 22 Long Rifle, for example. They list it in order of price, from the lowest price to the highest price. And it's a wide range. It's a wide range, and we had a shortage of 22 ammunition for quite a few years, but now that's over, and it comes to all different types of ammunition. You can order the ammunition online, find the best price. Don't forget to look at the shipping charges. You have it delivered right to your house. It's still a free country, and you can still buy your ammunition online and have it delivered to your home. There could be exceptions. Places like California, New Jersey, New York may have some restrictions, but in most of the 50 states, you can do this. And that is your prepper tip of the day. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Randall Terry. Randall Terry has taken the time, made the effort, and spent lots of money producing and now distributing the excellent DVD series titled What Would Muhammad Do? Good morning, Randall.
Good morning, John. How are you, sir?
Good to hear you from you, sir. We had a bit of a chuckle yesterday. The BBC put out a 2-minute skit, and you've done some video production. It took considerable time and money to put together those 2 minutes, but it's just a hoot, isn't it?
It really is. Can your board op play that sound? I mean, I wish that the people could see it, but if they can't see it, they could hear it. It was hysterical. Well, I watched it 2 or 3 times.
Well, it's only 2 minutes long, and I don't know if my board operator can do that or not. The Real Housewives of Isis, put together by BBC, it's only 2 minutes, and he's listening to us now, of course, and if he can do it, he will, and he'll let us know. But this is a case where art is imitating reality. Comedy brings a whole different perspective on the bizarre, barbaric beliefs and undertakings of these people that call themselves ISIS. And it looks like we do have it. He's real sharp, a young man. And here's the two-minute clip of the BBC, Real Housewives of ISIS. Go ahead there, Dan.
Coming up this season on The Real Housewives of ISIS.
It's only 3 days till the beheading, and I've got no idea what I'm going to wear.
Abdul seduced me online. He had me at free healthcare.
So this is my sixth marriage. I've been widowed 5 times. 6 times.
I'm so glad I've moved over here. It's everything those guys on the chat rooms told me it would be, and it's full of so many wonderful surprises.
Didn't have to do this in Birmingham. Bullshit!
Are you ready, girls?
Yeah, hang on, I'm recording it for Instagram.
Ta-da! What do you think? Oh, man surprised me with it yesterday.
Hashtag OMG, hashtag Jihadi Jane, hashtag Death to the West ISIS emojis.
Oh, babes, I love it. You look gorgeous.
She looked massive. You're gonna need a lot of Semtex to kill that one.
Oh, guys.
Hey, ladies! What do you think of this?
Awkward.
What a complete bitch. She knew I had that jacket. Copies everything. Copy this.
Oh, my God. It was so cringe. Hashtag matchy matchy.
Times like this, I wish I'd never moved out here.
Coming up next week.
I won't stop talking about his 40-30. Why can't it be happy with me?
Ali bought me a new chain, which is 8 foot long. So I can almost get outside, which is great.
Mohammed bought me a new chain. It's 8 feet long. I can almost go outside. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's only 2 minutes. You need to watch this thing for yourself. It's just a hoot. But there's a serious aspect to this, and we'll be dealing with this, Randall, the rest of our lives, won't we, sir?
Yes, we will. Until Islam is obliterated from the face of the earth. And what I mean by that is we will be dealing with this until the religion of the accursed false prophet Muhammad is literally no more. Just like the worship of the Greek gods and the Roman gods is no more. No one worships Apollos. No one worships Caesar. It's gone. And that's the future that we have to work towards, pray towards, and believe towards for Islam, is its complete obliteration from the face of the earth.
Well, at least the men and women who worshipped Apollo didn't want to cut our heads off.
No, unless you... I mean, it wasn't quite that bad. But it was close in the sense that the Greek gods, I mean, if you didn't believe in them, you were driven into exile. I mean, who was Socrates that was, you know, condemned to death because he spoke against the gods and denied their existence?
That's true, and I think he
Muhammad,
had committed suicide.
Muhammad sort of reestablished the spirit of the religions of the state. And that's what we're seeing. Like Caesar, if you don't worship Caesar and burn incense to Caesar, we're going to kill you. That's what the Romans did. And that's what Islam is. It's a revival of the oppression, a reviving, I should say. It's a reviving of the oppression of the Roman and the Greek gods. And
Randall, I listened to National Public Radio as a form of opposition research, and there was a segment on there yesterday about a Muslim father who his son came home from the school where he was taught that particular day. He asked his son, "What did you learn today?" And the son said, "I learned that I should hate Jews." So the Muslim father was saying on the air on Republic Broad, on National Public Radio, that he wanted to punch out the teacher who taught his son to hate Jews. But these apologists, I'm not sure, there's probably other things to call them, these Muslim apologists want to give us the impression that there's something defective with ISIS in as regards the Hadith and the Quran, when in fact there's nothing defective at all. ISIS is putting out the true nature of Islam, aren't they, sir?
Yes, they are. And I think that's what's hard for us to grasp, is that Islam is a religion of the sword. Muhammad said it was a religion of the sword. And, beg your pardon, Muhammad himself said, kill any Jew that falls under your power. Kill any Jew that falls under your power. And the I was talking yesterday with somebody about this exact point, that anti-Semitism is so inherent to Islam. If you read the accounts of Muhammad's life, where he, time after time, slaughtered Jews, beheaded Jews, took their women as sex slaves, He was insanely opposed to the Jews because they would not receive him as a prophet.
Well, of course they wouldn't. He had no standing. He had no standing as a prophet at all. No original ideas. No original thoughts. He was illiterate, and he had no standing with the Jews, and they rejected him as well. They should have.
Yes, and one time he went to them, and he was illiterate, so he was misinterpreting and retelling the stories of the Old Testament incorrectly, and they started to mock him. They're like, Muhammad, you know, we're not your people. You're not our prophet. And he said, oh, I am your prophet. Your scriptures speak of me. Go and search for them yourself, and you'll see it. And you read it, and you have to be amazed at his audacity. How would he know what their scripture said? He couldn't read and write.
Right.
He was in delusion.
Absolute delusion.
And they said, no, we are not your people. You are not our prophet. And then he got strong enough in the city of Mecca to arrange for one neighborhood after another to be purged. And in those days, there was no law enforcement, as you and I would understand it. None. It was solely a matter of clans protecting clans and blood money. It was called bloodwit. Someone was killed. They either killed someone from the other clan in response as retribution, or they agreed to settle for blood money. When the Muslims got strong enough in Medina, they started to purge the Jewish clans one at a time, with the safe knowledge that no one was going to give them repercussions. There was no Jewish clan strong enough to demand blood money or restitution of money. And so Muhammad would drive these Jews out of Medina, one clan at a time, when they were not strong enough to oppose him. And he became very wealthy, attacking the Jews and purging Medina of Jews. So we have to understand that what the terrorists of Hamas are doing, or various strains of terrorists in the Palestinian Authority, they're mimicking Muhammad. They're quoting Muhammad. If you read their their charter, the Hamas charter, they say the prophet is our example, the prophet is our leader, the Quran is our constitution. Death in the service of Allah is the loftiest of our wishes. That's Islam. They're not making this stuff up. They're just quoting what Muhammad left them. So, again, John, I'm so honored that we get to do this on a regular basis.
Well, we do. And I'm honored to have you here, sir. I find it rather ironic that the same United Nations who doesn't say anything about the invasion of Tibet by China and taking it over stands out strongly against Israel continuing to occupy land that they won after they were invaded. Israel was at peace in 1967. The combined forces of all the Arab armies attacked them in 1967. Israel won, and in the process, they reclaimed a territory that had been occupied in the form of Jerusalem, the West Bank, and so forth. And that was their part of what they won in warfare after they were attacked. So here we got the United Nations making all these statements about Israel doing something against international law, when in fact many, many international boundaries around the world have been determined by the outcome of wars.
You mean starting with the United States of America?
Precisely. While they remain deathly silent on the continuing invasion and occupation of a peaceful nation called Tibet. In fact, I have a Tibetan flag in my inventory. If there's ever a Chinese official that comes anywhere near me, I'm going to proudly display it. So that make sure that person that from China representing the Chinese government can see it.
I want to encourage all of your listeners to get a set of this series. John, you said something to me that was a great honor, because obviously you've served in the military and you had training in the military about Islamic terrorism. And I honor you and I respect you for your service to the country, sir. Thank you. But you said something that I'm happy to report you were not unique in. Your service in battle is unique. But you said that you have learned more from this series than everything else you've ever read or seen on TV combined. And I appreciate that. And that comment is pretty common. I mean, we spent so much time researching this. I spoke last night to one of the team players. There was a documentary that came out a few years ago called The Star of Bethlehem. Nice Christian film. Had a lot of details about the Magi and about the star. My family and I saw it. I did not know that this man was involved in the distribution side of that film. And he told me that he watched episodes 1 and 2 and then watched episode 5 and then got so sucked into it that he watched 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, and he said, I can't wait to watch 3 and 4 today. And he said, he just said, I learned more watching this than I could have even imagined. I said to him what I said to you, Islam is the greatest curse on the face of the earth today. It is an existential threat to Christianity. I'm reading a couple of books right now on Saint King Fernando III. He was a Catholic knight who became king of Leon and Castile and retook Cordoba. You know, you and I have heard Cordoba thrown around as this great city that was a mark of how the Christians and the Jews and the Muslims could all get together. Well, this book has the real deal. But he was such an incredible warrior and helped with the reconquest, because Spain was, the southern half of Spain was overrun by the Muslims and controlled by Muslims for 500 years. And brutal occupation. And he broke the back of it. God used him to break the back of the Islamic occupation. And that was his prayer. Lord, use me. Lord, and Mary used me. He was very devoted to the Virgin Mary. He would just pray constantly, use me, oh God, to rid Spain of this curse.
Well,
as I'm reading this, I'm listening to his vocabulary, and the vocabulary of the men of the time, and they minced no word. They minced no word. It actually encouraged me.
Hold that thought. Anyway, hold that thought. Yeah. Call numbers 800-313-9443. We'll be back after the break. Stay tuned.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have the holidays coming up. You're probably going to have a little time for extra reading that you normally don't. If you want to get well-written articles, well-researched, informative articles on gold and silver coins, here's what you do. Go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Click on the Swiss America tile right below me on the motorcycle. And then on the homepage, you'll see join our free newsletter. You have your choice, daily or weekly. It's your choice, or both, actually. Subscribe right there, and you'll get well-written, well-researched articles. Keep in mind that Wes Peters stands by ready to help you, a man with passion for what he does, and a company with passion for what they do. Wes's telephone number is 877-864-1072. I say again, 877-864-1072. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 10th of January, visiting with Randall Terry. If you want to see the first episode of What Would Muhammad Do, just go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Left side of my homepage, right above the spinning globe, there's a sword, and it says, What Would Muhammad Do? Click on that, and you can watch the first episode. This is an education. This is an education for yourself, people you care about, maybe the pastor, your church, the deacons, friends and family. People need to know that the reality of Islam, not the feel-good, make-believe fluff that comes off of mainstream media, that there's such a thing as radical Islam compared to normal Islam. That's a fantasy, and that's verified by none other than President of Turkey, President Erdogan, who is in fact a Muslim and is the president of one of the larger Muslim countries, isn't he, Randall?
Yes, he is. He is. I despise that man. He is a villain. And the allies of NATO made a huge mistake by taking Turkey in. And if Turkey gets into the European Union, then Europe will die. There's no question, because the way the deal is if you get into one country and you have a passport from that country, then you can travel freely through all of the European nation countries. And that's the crisis that Europe is facing now because of all these immigrants that Germany has let in, but they're still not citizens with a passport. the, you know, that's one of the reasons England got out. I mean, Brexit was about the fact that England demanded their ability to control their borders. And I am, you know, I applaud England for what they did. It's going to be a difficult road, but they can do it. They've done it in the past. And we have to understand men like Erdogan are not our friends. Saudi Arabia, where we get so much of our oil, they are not our friends. They are our mortal enemy. And if they could have their way, their mullahs and their imams and their religious leaders would cut our throats or demand that we convert to Islam. I got to just look at how they behave to their own people, and then you understand.
Absolutely. Well,
so I was, before the break, we were talking about the threat that Islam is to our own lives. And as I've been reading this book about King Fernando III and his men and the bishops of his day, the bishops of his day would actually go with him into battle. He had monastic orders that were both monks and warriors. It was so amazing. It was so refreshing to read because I was like, thank you, God, that once upon a time the church understood the threat that Islam was and was determined to stamp it out. So while they weren't successful in breaking the back of Islam in the fight that was going on in the Crusades that Urban started, Urban III, I believe, they did reach success by driving Islam off of the Iberian Peninsula, which is modern day Portugal and Spain. So the reason that Christopher Columbus was able to come here was because finally the Spaniards had a little bit of breathing space and the Portuguese had some breathing space, and they were able to raise the money and send the man exploring, whereas other European nations were still fighting for their lives. I mean, remember, Constantinople, that great, great city, fell to the Muslims, you know, not even 40 years before Columbus set sail. So we're talking about an era of history where Christianity hung in the balance, literally hung in the balance. So I'm urging your viewers, or your listeners rather, go watch the first episode. Just watch, and then order the set. And if you don't think that this is everything that John and I have told you it is, I will personally refund your money. So go to the website and watch, and then just put the order in it. One set is one price, two sets is cheaper, and four sets is really cheap. It's four DVDs. So there's just a ton of material, highly produced, voice actors from around the world, artists from around the world, an original music score. You go and watch the first episode, and then you'll understand what all the buzz is about.
Going back to Erdogan, this is not ancient history. Erdogan was most likely on a first-name basis with men who had mid- to high-level positions within the Ottoman Empire, which was based out of Constantinople, that ruled the entire Muslim world for six centuries. So we can no longer say living memory of the Ottoman Empire, because it ended at the end of World War I on one hand. On the other, there's no disconnect. There's continuity between the remnants of the Ottoman Empire and President Erdogan. Aren't there, Randall?
That's an interesting.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest, and I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top-quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm so happy after all these years at Republic Broadcasting. People contacted me every week for years and years. John, I want to move to the Ozarks. All I could do was give them the name and the telephone number of a realtor. That's all changed. We now have a community being built just for that purpose, a community of hobby farms where like-minded Christian people can get together and have a safe haven, have a vacation home, a full-time home, a place where people can really enjoy themselves. Go to my website at thelibertyman.com. Scroll down below the spinning globe there where it says New Ozark Survival Community Info. Fill out the form. I'll get that over to Dave Bunting and Jeff Harness. They'll get back with you. If you do make it down here to Crawford County, give me a call. We'll get together for coffee. I would love to meet you. You need to check this out. It's the real deal. Real homes, really registered at the local county courthouse for less money than a new Ford SUV. Thank you. All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Tuesday, the 10th day of January. Visiting with Randall Terry, we're talking about his DVD series, What Would Muhammad Do?, available for sale at my website, thelibertyman.com. I need to remind people I do have energy cleaners in stock. I'm getting a huge shipment of mattress pads in this week. Also, if you have arthritis pain, back pain, if you're not getting a great night's sleep, check out the energy cleaner. It will probably work for you. 97-98% chance that it will. If it doesn't, I offer a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you're risking nothing. I do take PayPal, the most secure way to make any payment online. MasterCard, Visa, checks can be sent to my address at thelibertyman.com. Toll-free our line, 24 hours a day. Here it is, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Randall, I got here in front of me a map of the Ottoman Empire about the time it ended around World War I. Mm-hmm. Chances are, I'd say more likely than not, the men that Erdogan interacted with in academics and professionally, many of them were alive when you could go literally thousands of miles and never leave the Ottoman Empire, all the way from the extreme southern tip of the Saudi Arabian Peninsula into Turkey and across the Bosphorus Straits into parts of Greece, all the way across Egypt, with now Tunisia, Libya, and so forth, and never leave the Ottoman Empire. And I would say these people had a great influence on Erdogan, and he's made statements that lead me to believe he would really like to reestablish the Ottoman Empire, a caliphate, if you will, with him being the guy in charge. What do you think, sir?
I don't know. I doubt that he would like to be the caliph, but maybe down in his heart that, like, you know, every boy wants to be president someday. So that's a good question. But I think that the thing that you mentioned that is profound to me is that for sure, as a boy, I don't know if by college age if they still would have been around, but for sure as a boy, he would have been interfacing with people who were, in fact, in the Ottoman Empire, and
as a proud member, people who were in mid to high level positions of authority and power, and of course they would influence this young man. That's a given,
right? Right. I mean, and you know, we can't. There's no corollary that an evangelical can grasp. An American could grasp it, like if somehow America was subjugated and there was no president. Or a Catholic could understand that if Catholicism was subjugated and there was no pope for nearly 100 years. Because we're in 1916 and the caliphate was abolished in 1924. We cannot imagine what it is inside of the head and heart of a Muslim who knows their own history. You know, the caliph from the time of Muhammad himself. And yes, there were squabbles and there was, you know, arguments over who was the true caliph, but the point is, there was a caliph. And it's a part of Muslim ideology and a part of Muslim law. If you read Sharia law, the presumption is that there is a reigning caliph who is the enforcer of the law and the enforcer of religious orthodoxy in their belief system. So to have no caliph would be similar to there being no pope. It's inconceivable to the Muslim mind. And that's the place that they find themselves in. And so that's the linchpin of all modern Sunni terrorism, is that they want to reestablish one nation, one Ummah, one people, under one caliph. And they are not going to stop fighting us as long as they have that goal. They're just not going to. And that's why we have to understand they will never stop until we kill them, or they convert, or they leave Islam. These terrorist fighters who want to reestablish the caliphate, they won't stop. And so one really good litmus test that we can do outside of mosques, in the news, in letters to the editor, is put the question to the imams, to the leaders, the clerics. Will you give up all claim to the caliphate? Will you renounce all claim to Sharia law? And specifically, if somebody leaves Islam and wants to become a Christian, can they go with your blessing and have no fear of any repercussion? And that's where you see whether or not they're full of crap, and they say, we're peaceful, or if they mean business. Because if a Muslim is really willing to give up Sharia law and to give up the caliphate, then they're willing to give up short. Because Sharia law depends upon the violence and the fear of the sword for to implement that law, because so many of the punishments are draconian. You know, cutting off a hand, crucifying someone, cutting off their head, etc. So
absolutely.
We have to play this game on their rules, not on our rules. Because our rules help them, and as we've seen.
Right, right. Well, in fact, the woman who's actually been running the White House for the last 8 years, Valerie Jarrett, she wrote, and I can paraphrase it, in her college yearbook that she was going to make use of our own laws here in the West to advance the cause of Islam, which, of course, they've been doing incrementally for the last 8 years. Yep. And we already know the answers to those questions. The majority of the mosques, almost all of them, the funding for them is coming out of Saudi Arabia.
Saudi Arabia is the number one. Families from Saudi Arabia are the number one financiers of terrorism in the world. Number one. So the reason that we don't call the Saudi government a state sponsor of terrorism is twofold. One is because we get so much oil from them, and two is because it's families and businessmen inside of Saudi Arabia. It's not officially the Saudi government. The problem is the Saudi government is made up of the Saudi family. That's Saudi Arabia. That's the name of a family. That's not a prefix that comes from Arabic history or Muslim history. The Sauds are a family.
The House of Saud.
They cut a deal. The House of Saud. And they cut a deal with the clerics a couple hundred years ago that they would be permitted to be the dynastic rulers of Saudi Arabia if they would enforce Islamic orthodoxy.
Right. And they do. And they do.
Yep. And so, they have police that are religious police, and it's a hell of a situation that we're in. A lot of the problems that we're facing are because of the idiocy of our foreign policy and our leaders in both parties, I might add. George W. Bush was no better than Barack Obama when it comes to dealing with Islam. In some ways, he might have been worse because the House of Bush is so connected to the oil interests of Saudi Arabia.
Well, the Bin Ladens and the Bushes families, the Bin Laden family and the Bush family, have been known to vacation together for years. It's not really a secret, is it?
No, that's correct. And again, I want to urge people. My name is Randall Terry. I'm the host of a daily television show. We worked for 2 years on a serial movie, a movie series documentary called What Would Muhammad Do? Islamic Terrorism Explained. And that is available with incredible graphics. I mean, just go watch the first episode for free. Rather than create a 2 or 3 minute trailer, we said, let's just give people the whole first installment for free, because when people get it, when people see it, they want the series. And the other thing, John, that's really fun for me is that every single day, every day, we get orders in the mail that are the second order. Not the first, the second, where someone already bought one and said, this is incredible, I need 3 more to give to my pastor and to the chief of police, or I'm going to give one to my local congressman. So people are flipping out over the content of this thing, and for which we're very honored.
Well, these chiefs of police, these mayors, these pastors, the deacons of the churches, state reps, state congressmen, state senators, they all need to have this knowledge, don't they, Randall?
If we're going to have domestic and foreign policy that is based in reality, that protects us, then we have to know what we're dealing with. We have to know our enemy. It would be like saying, I'm going to create domestic policy for lead in water and the use of lead pipes, but I know nothing about the dangers of lead. In other words, I'm gonna be involved in making code, building code for insulation and what's legally allowed to be used, and I know nothing about asbestos.
Right.
Or I'm gonna be involved in the production of paint, and I know nothing about lead in paint and the dangers it poses to small children and to brain damage. It's absurd. Yep, and yet when it comes to Islam, it's like taking the word of the lead manufacturers, the lead paint manufacturers, and the lead pipe manufacturers, and the asbestos manufacturers, or the tobacco industry, you know, regarding carcinogens in tobacco, and saying, we're just going to trust them. You know, they say that the lead is safe and the asbestos is safe. We're going to trust them. They tell us Islam is a peaceful religion. We're going to trust them.
Well, I guess I don't want to take up airtime, but you and I need to talk privately about the whole lead thing. Randall, I'll give you an education privately. I don't want to take up airtime today. But getting back to Islam, Mainstream media wants to portray this, people who want to cause this harm, as a tiny, tiny, marginalized minority of Islam, when in fact, the people who want to hurt us in Islam are the heart and soul of the true beliefs of Islam, of Muhammad, and the stories of his life coming out of the writings about his life, aren't they?
Part and parcel. You know, John Paul II, when he was alive, God rest his soul, he's a great man, he said that the church exists to evangelize. The church exists to evangelize, to bring people to Christ. So, this is our call. Our call is to evangelize. But let's say that somebody comes to church on Easter and Christmas to make their mom happy or their wife happy. They never evangelize, and they don't think it's their duty to evangelize. Hey, what you believe is your business, brother. I don't care what you believe. You know, there's the many ways to heaven, many roads to get to the top of the mountain. We're not going to trust that person with Christian orthodoxy. We're not going to follow their marching orders when it comes to evangelization. So why in the name of creation would we listen to lukewarm Muslims or Muslim deceivers, or Muslims who don't go to mosque every week and who don't study the Quran and the Hadith and the Sirahs? Why would we trust them? I mean, either you talk to somebody who knows and understands their religion, or you don't. And the people who are the driving force of Islamic terrorism are spending every day reading portions of the Quran and the Hadith, they're reading the biographies on Muhammad, they're reading the stories from Muhammad's life, and they're imitating him. They're That's imitating right. the words and deeds of Muhammad, because he killed people, he ordered people's heads to be cut off, he had sex slaves, he gave the rules to his men on how they could violate women, he told his men how they could deceive unbelievers. He's the one who said, kill any Jew. He's the one who had such violent hatred for Jews. He's the one who launched jihads for conversion. And they're just studying Muhammad and imitating him. And so what we did in our series, What Would Muhammad Do?, is we just focused on these various themes and events of Muhammad's life. So one theme, one episode will deal just with jihad. One episode will deal just with the treatment of women. One episode will deal just with Jews. One episode will deal just with apostasy. One will deal with conversion, how they use terror and coercion to convert people to Islam. So this thematic study of Muhammad's life, we can see duplicated in the lives of terrorists today. That's what we're facing. That is the only thing we're facing. And it is Islam. It is historic, fundamental, orthodox Islam.
It is. It is. And we have a new president that takes office in 10 days. He'll be dealing with not only replacing the Muslim appointees from Hussein Obama, but their appointees, because these were high-level appointments who in turn made their own appointments, which I have every reason to believe would have been Muslims also. So we have, in the last 8 years, had many hundreds of Muslims placed in positions of trust and responsibility throughout the federal government of the United States. And I know that Donald Trump is aware of this. He has a very bright staff. And they'll be dealing with this for better part of a year, cleaning out the Muslims that are throughout the federal government, won't they, Terry? Randall?
I don't know how much they're going to clean them out. I don't know how much they can clean them out. And in one way, the intelligence community is interested in keeping Muslims inside of it, because if they're nominal Muslims, if they're not devout Muslims, they're going to be of value for intelligence, for resource, for language skills. You know, it's not quite that easy when it comes to the federal government. And it's a conundrum that we're going to have to face. But the truth of the matter is that if you look throughout history, when various armies were attacked, in fact, these biographies on Fernando III that I'm reading, Fernando had Muslims in his employ, had Muslims in his army. And because he needed them. And he, but what's interesting is, like, when he would cut a deal with a Muslim king of an area in Spain, one time the king surrendered to Fernando and said, please, let me be your vassal. And Fernando said, all right, I'll do it under these conditions. Number one, you're going to give me 10 castles on the outskirts of your kingdom for me to occupy, and they become my land. Number two, anyone in your cities that wants to become a Christian may become a Christian without any fear and any backlash. And any Christian who tries to become a Muslim will be forbidden to do so.
How about
hand it over to the knights so that he can be punished.
That was great. Here's our break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Visiting with Randall Terry. We're talking about the excellent DVD series. I've got my copy. You need your copy. What Would Muhammad Do? You can watch the first episode at no charge at my website at thelibertyman.com. Just scroll down the left side of my homepage at thelibertyman.com. Click on the sword where it says, What Would Muhammad Do? and watch that first 25 minutes here segment.
By the way, John, if any of your listeners, you know, we're both in the broadcast industry. If any of your listeners are radio hosts or have their own business or ministry and would like to contact us to become a distributor for this series, I invite them to do so.
Well, that's and they can contact you through what would be the best way to contact you to do that, Randall?
They could go to my TV show, Voice of Resistance. So if they go I have a daily show, voiceofresistance.com, and they can, call us. There's a phone number they'll find there. They can call me. I'll talk to them, or one of my staff will talk to them. And this is only for people who have their own broadcast or their own ministry where they're selling stuff. So we exhausted our funds to make this. And so we're relying on the kindness of strangers such as yourself to tell people about this magnificent tool.
Right.
That is like a college education, like a master's degree education.
It is. When I was in the Army, I was working on, actually in the 6th Special Forces Group, we were preparing to invade the Middle East. In fact, I was on 24-hour alert twice to invade the Middle East with 599 of my best friends. But my job was basically nuts and bolts, keeping track of the topographical maps, keeping track of where the terrorists were, their where they lived, where they worked. We didn't get into the philosophical underpinnings of why we were doing this in the first place. We were just making preparation for war. But it's really fascinating for somebody like myself to be able to revisit the whole topic and find out what in the world was really going on and why. And it's, I know many of my listeners, I have a very literate demographics in the listeners to the John Moore Show, men and women who actually do own and read books and watch DVDs. Seriously, yes. Randall, you know. But I'm very proud to be associated with these men and women who listen to my show and actually do read books and watch educational documentaries. And how many DVDs and how much information is there on this set?
Well, I don't want to overwhelm the viewer, but I'm going to tell you. In the first two discs, there's four DVDs. The first two DVDs have a total of 10 episodes that are highly produced. Voice actors, graphics, cartoons, animation rather, and art from all over the world. Just anything, you could see this on national TV and think, oh yeah, this was made by Discovery or by History or even CBS.
Randall, we are out of time.
The other ones, okay, the other two DVDs are what you call the bonus reel. Thank you, John, for having me.
Thank you, Randall. We'll talk privately soon. Appreciate it. Top of the hour break, we'll be back with Leon Green. We're going to talk about health-related matters and all kinds of things. Stay tuned.
Time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Get the I Can Get 2. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.